And God is going to spare those that have made a commitment on these Wednesday night services. Are you here? To come out and hear God's word. I don't care if they need billions of dollars and they're going to raise gambling and have all of these things. You can sow in the land like Isaac and be blessed.
Amen.
In the midst of a famine. When God chooses you, your life is different. This is why John's life was different. And you that weren't here Sunday morning, it's just a little truth that I want to leave with you tonight. Now we're going to get into this. Are you ready tonight?
Yeah.
All right, Luke the 13th chapter. It says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. I had Kevin look up that word gird, and that word gird means prepare for action. Hello?
Yes.
How many know, ladies, when you dress up, you're preparing for action when you buckle up? Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. Gird up. It means prepare oneself for action. And it says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And that light means your fire within you. We're going to rekindle it tonight. The only way you can have action is to rekindle the fire. We're not talking about in the natural. We're talking about in the spirit man tonight, because the battle that we are in is not against flesh and blood. But the battle that we are in is a spiritual battle, principalities and powers. So the word of God prepares you for action. Let your loins be girded about, your reproductive organs. Let it be girded about. Prepare for action. And your light's burning. Rekindle the fire within you. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. And he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Now listen to this 37th verse. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Blessed, happy are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, ready for action. Everybody say, ready for action. That's why he's girding himself. You know why? He's girding himself. And he's going to make you sit down to meet, and the Lord himself is going to serve you. Some of you didn't, you know, some people think, well, we get to heaven, all we're going to do is fall down on our knees and sing, holy, holy, holy. It says the Lord himself is the one in heaven. When we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, he himself is going to wait on us. How's it read, Kevin, in the Amplified, the Living? What do you have?
The Living Bible in the 37th verse says, there will be great joy.
Great joy. I like great joy, don't you? Amen. I don't like a little bit exceeding. We were talking about exceeding a few weeks back, Barry. What do we say what the word exceeding means?
It comes from the word ex, like explosion or exodus was a coming out of, or extol or exalt. Whenever you see that word X, means you go out over the boundaries, you go out over the limbs, you go out over, just like Joseph was a fruitful bough whose branches went out over the walls. You go through the tradition, you get out of yourself, it's out of, it's like an explosion, you get out of, it comes from the word X.
There's going to be a Holy Ghost explosion. Amen. And how did you read that in the 37th verse? What's going to happen, Kevin?
There will be great joy.
There is going to be great joy. You see, the Lord said, he that is greatest in the kingdom shall be servant of all. A lot of people want to be great, but they don't want to serve. Hello? The Lord is going to do what, Kevin?
There will be great joy for those who are ready and waiting for his return.
Mm-hmm.
He himself.
He himself.
Will seat them and put on a waiter's uniform.
He is going to do what?
He will seat them and put on a waiter's uniform.
When you go to someone's house, don't they serve you? Don't they tell you where to be seated? Don't they prepare the meal for you? It's what the Lord is going to do. He's girding himself. He's preparing for action. What's going to happen?
He will seat them and he will put on a waiter's uniform and serve them as they sit and eat.
Hallelujah. Are you here? My God, I get excited about God's word. That's why it says here, let your loins be girded about, let your lights burn. Prepare for action. Amen. Jesus is preparing for us to be there at the reception. It says he's girded himself. He's waiting for us to arrive so he can serve us. The word of God says, is going to wait on us. Amen. And the Lord said, the disciple is not above his master, and he that is greatest among you, let him be servant of all. They're not taking anything here out of context out of God's word. Jesus said that. And here the word of God is telling us that he himself is going to serve us. See, I peeked out the window the other day. I saw somebody taking the snow off the windows of my car. Now, I'm just throwing that out to you. You see, this is where a lot of people miss it. Jesus himself, it says he is going to serve us. But you know, there are people that think they have arrived in life, you know. And now they've done their share. But how many know that serving God don't come in shares? God is not a shareholder. That's why he said, you got to live in expectancy. Amen. It says, gird yourself. Let your lights burn. Some folks, they let their lights go out. And you know what happened in Matthew, the 25th chapter? The foolish virgins that had no oil in their lamps, they went up to the wise and they wanted to get some oil from them. And the wise said, go to them that make merchandise of the gospel. Go to them and buy from them. Don't look to get it from us. He said, go to them that are making merchandise of the word of God and buy oil. There's a lot of merchandising in serving God today. But it says here, you got to let your lights burn, and you're the one that has to prepare for action. Today, the church wants to be entertained. Are you here? That this is the hour that we are living in. It's the day of entertainment, because television has actually taken people's minds, their mentality, and we're so used to looking at pictures and being entertained, we no longer can think for ourselves. All the virgins arose, trimmed their lamps in Matthew 25:7, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. Go you rather to them that sell. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Go to those that have made merchandise out of the things of God. You've let your light gone out because you've been so used to entertaining. You haven't prepared yourself. You haven't been a servant. Jesus said, he that is greatest among you, let him serve. But when people's lights go out, they can't serve anymore. Jesus said that he was the light of the world. And so are we. So he said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other ones that went to Massapequa Tabernacle, that didn't go to school of the prophets. And they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said unto you, I know you not. He didn't say, I never knew you. He said, I know you not, because they were not prepared, ready for action. And this is the day we're living in. I don't know whether you realize it, but the day we're living in, it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. That is what we are facing with all that is going on around us. There's death outside these doors. I don't have to tell you about the alerts that they're having for terrorism and everything else. People are living in fear. But God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. And fear opens the door for sickness. I'll tell you again. I said fear opens the door for sickness. It opens the door for poverty. Fear opens the door for oppression. But God hasn't given us that spirit because we are ready for action. We are ready to put into practice what we have heard, amen, in God's word. Read that again, Kevin, in Luke. What's going to happen?
Luke 12:37. There will be great joy.
Great joy. Exceeding. Go ahead. Great joy, Kevin.
For those who are ready and waiting.
Ready and waiting. Go ahead.
For his return.
Uh-huh.
He himself will seat them, put on a waiter's uniform, and serve them as they sit and eat.
Amen. Amen.
In the Living Amplified Bible.
What does it say there? It
says, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied.
Ah, I'm envied, folks. I've been envied for years. I have been envied for years. Amen. Because you have a smile on your face, people think you got money hidden somewhere. You see, I've got treasure in heaven, folks. But folks don't grasp that. I've got treasures laid up in heaven. But people don't understand that part. Because everybody is looking for what they can accumulate here. You know, he that has the most toys at the end wins. That ain't what the word of God says. It says that we that have accepted Jesus Christ are the winners. That we have eternal life. So when you have treasure in heaven, it doesn't mean anything, the amount that you have here, because you have something that others don't have. You have your loins. You're prepared for action. You know there's more to life than what you have here. You see, when you're blessed, I said you're to be envied. Nothing wrong with that. Jesus said the disciple is not above the master. They hated Jesus without a cause. And he was perfect and we're not perfect. So stop trying to please people. Because you please people, you're going to wind up going to hell. Amen. You're going to tie God's hands from blessing you. I'm not going to tie God's hands from blessing me. I can't make up an excuse for why God has blessed me. All I know is he said, if you learn to serve, you will be blessed. The disciple is not above the master. So Jesus taught us that. He served. And here, even in heaven, it says he is going to wait on us. You don't have to wait for someone to ask you to do something. I didn't ask that one, go out and clean my windows. They did it because they wanted to do it. Are you getting the massage? Amen. Some people have to be told to do something. But here in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, that says, the Lord is my shepherd, he leadeth me. If you have to be driven, then you're not doing it on your own. But when you are led by the Spirit, then you are doing things because you want to do it. But if you're driven to do it, you're just doing it because you have to do it. Are you there? That's why the church is sick. It's lost its joy. It has lost the joy of living. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, right? But a broken spirit does what? A broken spirit dries up the bones. So it tells us, Kevin, in 1 Peter 1:13, read what it says there, because it has to do with your mind, loins of your mind. Let's see what it says there.
Do you want it in the Living Bible? Or?
Let's see how it reads.
So now you can look forward soberly and intelligently to more of God's kindness to you.
They don't have the loins. Go to the King James. They speak. Let's get to the original here. What does it say?
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
The loins of your mind. You know what the loins of your mind are? the creative part of your mind. See, I'm very creative. Amen. I can see ahead. But you have to be creative in life. You have to see beyond. And that's what it says here in Peter. He said, gird up the loins of your mind. Get ready for action, folks. Get ready for action in this day we're living in. Don't look at the walled cities. Don't consider the smell that is there, what is happening now. I said, look beyond that, because God has a blessing and he has a miracle for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. That's what hinders people from receiving from the Lord. We wouldn't be standing here today if I was to look in the natural, because they didn't want to give us a building permit. But I looked beyond that. I said, God wants us here. Are you here? I said, God wants us. And if God wants us here, we're going to go ahead and do it in spite of the enemy trying to keep us back from building here. And we went ahead in spite of, in the natural, a total impossibility. Are you with me tonight? But I looked beyond the natural and did things that if I had to get before a board and say to people, look, you know how everybody is so religious. That's why people, you know, the rest of their life, they go home, they drink a Bud Light and they watch television. I don't have time to drink Bud Light and watch television. I'm always ready for action. Can you say amen? Are you there? We put up a tent where we shouldn't have had one, and they told us to take it down. And a lawyer says to me, take it down. I said, but John, I don't want to take it down. He said, take it down. I went to an attorney. He said, lay the chairs down on the ground. Take the tent down, then roll the tent up, put it in the truck, but don't take the chairs up, fold them up, lay them on the ground. I said, and? Then when the police leave, we always had police here. When the police leave, then he said, set the chairs back up. I said, well, but the permit is ended. That's right. That's why you're taking the tent down. He said, now you're setting the seats back up and you're having your own meeting on private ground. You don't have a tent and they can't stop you from having an open air meeting. I wish somebody would praise the Lord. See, when you have your loins, when you have the loins of your mind girt about, you don't need people to think for you. Amen. You can think for yourself. I didn't have to get the opinion of others, because it would be like Joshua and Caleb and the other 10, you know, the 12 that went in. 10 came back with a bad report. Only 2 said we can make it. And they wanted to stone them. They wanted to kill them. They wanted to kill them. They said, we can't do that. Well, you know what happened to the rest of them? They died in the wilderness. Wandered in the wilderness and they died there. You know why? Because they don't have a creative mind. They're not ready for action. They're not ready to face the enemy, the circumstances that come in front of you. People say, well, if God's in it, everything is going to go right. No, when God's in it, everything's going to go all wrong. But God's going to straighten it out and make everything all right. I said, God turns it around and he makes everything all right. Everything was going all wrong for Moses and Caleb and Joshua, but God kept them. And at the age of 80, they said, we have as much strength today as we had 40 years ago. Can you say hallelujah? I'm here to tell you tonight, if you have your loins of your mind girded about, amen, be creative and believe that better things are going to happen. I said, you are going to see it come to pass, because as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Can you say hallelujah? As you think in your heart, so are you. And you say, praise the Lord. Oh, oh, I tell you, read it in 1 Peter 1:13. What does it say, Kevin?
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Uh-huh.
Be sober.
Uh-huh.
And hope to the end.
And hope. You know what hope is? Hope is a vision. Say a vision. Vision. Paul said the 3 things that we have. That's what? What are the 3 things we have, Kevin?
Faith.
Yeah.
Hope and charity.
We have 3 things. Faith, hope, and charity. What good is having faith if you don't have a vision? That's what hope is. Hope is believing that things are going to get better tomorrow, not worse. Hope tells you, you can go and possess the land, what God has promised you. That's what hope is. What good is having faith if you don't have the loins of your mind girded about? You got to be ready for action. I mean, they were ready. They said, we're going to do it. And God told them how to do it 40 years later. He said, now that you're ready for action and you prepared yourself 40 years. That's the problem. A lot of people are impatient. They want it right now. Hey, I'll wait another 40 years to get more. Everybody's in a hurry. If you can't enjoy the day, you don't have to worry. Amen. God will take care of your tomorrows if you enjoy today. I said, enjoy today and God will do what? He'll take care of you what? Tomorrow's. So if it takes 40 years, look at Sarah. It took her 25 years to get pregnant. She was 90. Abraham was 100. Are you here? It took her 25 years to get pregnant. I'll wait around, amen, and shout and praise the Lord because I know there's better things ahead. So I'm not concerned. I don't care if it happens tomorrow, next year, the year after, because I'm happy today. Things aren't what make you happy. It's just being prepared for action, knowing that God is going to take care of your tomorrows. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I get excited about this. Let your loins of your mind. Is that what it says, Kevin?
Yes, it does. It says, gird up the loins of your mind.
With what?
Be sober and hope to the end.
Look up that word sober, Evelyn, and hope to what?
To the end.
Hope to the end. Folks, we're living in that day. The end is here. But some people don't have that revelation because they don't have the message. They don't have it because they haven't learned how to serve, and everybody wants, but they don't know how to serve and how to be a giver in life. That's what a servant is, someone that is willing to wait, to willing to give. And when you get to that place in life, I said, you're going to hope until the very end. And I'm here to tell you, the end is here. You say, how do you know? Because God has given me the revelation the same way he said, get a safe deposit box. What a laugh I got when it was empty. I said, ha ha, ho ho ho. When we set the chairs back up when everybody left and we continued on and people were standing out in the street, they couldn't get down Jerusalem Avenue. You see, I had to be ready for action. Are you there? Amen. It didn't end there. On and on it can go with getting building permits and one thing after another. I said it was a battle royal. But you know who was fighting the battle? If God be for you, who can be against you? I said, when God says you prepare, don't you give up. And if you have the courage to face life, I will stay, be there by your side. That's why he said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. He's not looking for gold, silver, and bronze. Stay in the race. And if you stay in the race, everybody is going to win. Hey, stay in the race. People say, you're still preaching? Yes, I'm still preaching. I'm staying in the race. Amen. You mean you're still going to church? That's right. Staying in the race. Can't give up now. Amen. The end is at hand. I'm ready for action. Whatever's going to be tomorrow, I know that if I prepare myself, God is going to defend me. Amen.